بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This evening, بإذن الله تعالى, this is going to be our 17th session, reading from بواعث الخلاص من الذنوب, يعني the ways and means that will help and enable a person to avoid and to distance himself from sin. The original text for this book is from Al-Imam Shamsuddin Abu Abdullah Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr al-Dimashqi al-Hanbali, better known as Ibn al-Qayyim. And the commentary is from our Shaykh Abdul Razak, the son of Shaykh Abdul Muhsin al-Abad al-Badr, hafidhahum Allah, may Allah protect and preserve both of them. You can keep that there in case somebody else comes in. You can leave it there. Hold on to it, okay, bro? So, before we start with today's point from the Bawa'ith of Khalas min al-Dhunub, we're going to review quickly some of the points that we covered in last week's session from Questionnaire Study Guide for lecture number 16. The first question being, summarize the 16th Ba'ith, the 16th motivational factor, as presented by Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah. Zakallah khair. Naam. The 16th ba'id. Summarize the 16th ba'id. Naam, Abdul Wali. Naam. That a person should constantly and frequently turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one in whose or between his fingers are the hearts of all the human beings, and the affairs, all affairs, are in his hands, and every matter returns to him for final decision. Question number two, complete al-athar al-ma'ruf, yani the narration mentioned by Ibn al-Qayyim, beginning with Allah has particular days throughout time for what? Naam.
For dua to be answered, so seek those times.
For dua to be answered. He has particular times, yani in which he gives from his bounties and his favors freely. So seek out those times and ask Allah to cover or to conceal your faults and your defects and to safeguard you from that which you fear. Question number three, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah follows this narration with his saying, it is possible that through his regular turning to Allah, it is possible that by a person regularly turning to Allah, what might happen? Naam.
He may find
Yusuf, huh?
Yes, Yusuf.
He may find an hour from the hours where Allah will grant him what he wishes.
He might turn to Allah and ask him at an hour, at a time, from the times in which, if Allah is asked, he will give. Yani, times in which Allah is not asked for anything except that he will give it. Mention three things one would hasten to do if he knew, if he understood, if he recognized that the hearts are between two fingers of Ar-Rahman and the control of all affairs are in his two hands. What would a person do if he knew this, if he recognized this and he understood it? Naam, Pate. Yani he would turn to Allah, seeking his, yani protection, seeking his help. He would turn to Allah, asking him. And also, he would supplicate to Allah. What about sidq at-tawakkul? That he would sincerely depend upon Allah, rely upon Allah. And he would adhere to, yani, huh?
His commands.
He would adhere to his commands. Question number five, mention the ayat in the Surah Ali Imran, third Surah 101, ayat 101, concerning the relationship between al-tisam, strict adherence, yani to the laws of Allah, and al-hidayah. Naam, Abdul Wali.
Ya-tasim.
Hudiyah. هدية
إلى صراط مستقيم.
ما شاء الله، جزاك الله خير. يعني the meaning of this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, whoever i'tasam, يعني whoever holds fast, strictly adheres to what Allah has legislated, what He has commanded and prohibited, then he will have been guided. فَقَدْ هُدِيَ, he will have been guided, يعني guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to a straight path. The sixth question, memorize in Arabic or English the supplication that begins with اِهْدِنِي لِأَحْسَنَ الْأَخْلَاقِ, guide me to the best of character. Anybody memorize this supplication? If we didn't memorize it, we have to write it down at least, because we have to be saying it. It is from the important supplications from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is of yani, the benefit from this supplication is beyond yani what anybody can imagine. Even in English, the meaning of this supplication, yani asking Allah, na'am, fadl, talib. لا يهدي
لا يهدي لا يهدي لأحسنها لأحسنها إلا أنت
وصرف
يصرف
وصرف
وصرف وصرف
أني
وصرف أني يصرف
سيئها
سيئها يصرف
سيئها
يصرف
لا يصرف عني
سيئها
إلا أنت. Now, anyway, there are two lines in this supplication of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. It's actually a lengthy supplication, but this part of it the Shaykh has mentioned here because of the importance of the meaning of it. And he asking Allah to guide me to ahsan al-akhlaq, to the best of character, and stating that no one guides to the best of character except you, except Allah, and turn away from me sayyi'aha, yani evil akhlaq, and no one turns away from me evil character except you. So this is an acknowledgement that it is Allah alone who can, yani, guide a person and help a person and give them success, tawfiq, in having good character and in turning them away from evil character. And good character is of the utmost importance, as we know from lots of hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showing the importance of good character. So this is an important supplication that the Shaykh has mentioned here. The reason why he mentioned this supplication from amongst many, yani, is to prove the point of the importance of depending upon Allah, that everything is in the hands of Allah, everything, whatever it might be, and this is from amongst the important things. The last question is, summarize the first 16 bawaith, the first 16 motivational factors mentioned by Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah. Number one, quickly, first one, recognizing the exaltedness of Allah, ijlalullah wa i'zamuhu. Naam. Number two, the love of Allah, the importance of the Muslim having love for Allah as a means of helping them to refrain from disobedience to Him. Number three,
acknowledging the favors of Allah,
The unlimited favors of Allah. Number four, let's just punishment of Allah, the anger of Allah and His punishment. Number five. Being conscious of the loss of good that a person will suffer by disobedience to Allah. They will lose out on the good that Allah, yani, has for them. Number six, the joy of overcoming your nafs and the joy of overcoming a shaitan. Number seven.
Compensation.
Yani, a person being successful in attaining the compensation, the iwad of Allah, that Allah gives to a person for giving up that which is sinful. Allah gives, He replaces it with that which is better than it in this world or in the next life. Number eight, the ma'iyah of Allah al-khasa, ma'iyatullah al-khasa, yani the special situation in which Allah is with the believer. That means that He guides them, that He protects them, that He defends them, that He provides for them, and so on. Number nine, realizing, recognizing, considering the reality of the suddenness of death, that it may come suddenly. Number 10. Calamities are sins. Now, that real calamities, yani, is that a person is engaging in sin, disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And al-afiyah is that a person is in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number 11. Striving against your soul, yani the evil, yani the invitations to evil. Number 12. Repelling evil thoughts before they strengthen and develop and overcome you. Number 13. Gradually getting away from sins. Severing relationships. يعني قطع العلائق والأسباب. Cutting off the relationships and the causes or reasons that make a person to comply with their desires, with their nafs. Number 14. Contemplating the signs of Allah in the creation and in the Quran. Number 14? 15. Number 15. The reality of the quickness, yani, of this passing world. How quickly this world is passing away, and how near is its end. And number 16, turning to Allah, the one who, yani, the hearts of all creatures are between His fingers, and the affairs of everything in the universe is in His hands. Tonight, bismillah ta'ala, we're going to look at the 17th point. As we approach near the end of this book, any there being 20 points, the 17th point, the actual text of Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah is in the back of the book in the English translation. So we're going to go to the back where the text of his statement is mentioned on page 65 and 66, and then we'll go to the front of the book for the commentary of the Shaykh. And I'll leave the translation as it is. We'll look at the Arabic after this, inshallah, and maybe there's some comments on a couple of points. Okay, so it's translated here, point number 17, the servant, yani the abd of Allah, the worshipper of Allah, should know that he has two opposing forces, and that he is being pulled by each force in the opposite directions. One force is pulling him towards the loftiest companion, al-Rafiq al-A'la. And here, yani this translation here, we want to just comment that the loftiest companion might suggest that there is a lofty companion. And what is actually intended here are the prophets and the messengers and the righteous and the martyrs. It's not as a person might think, the loftiest companion. They might think that this is referring to Allah. And in fact, it's referring to the ayah in Surah An-Nisa, which we'll look at inshallah. He said one force is pulling him towards the loftiest companion, yani Ar-Rafiq al-A'la, whereas the other force is pulling him to the lowest of the low. And here also, in the translation, they left out the expression, min ahli, I'm sorry, in the loftiest companion, they left out the expression, yani Ar-Rafiq al-A'la, min ahli illiyin, which makes it clear that he's talking about the people who are in the highest places in Jannah. Whenever he is stared by the higher force, he ascends a degree until he reaches a suitable place, which is a lofty station. Conversely, whenever he yields to the lower force, he descends a degree until he reaches his place in Sijjin. If he desires to know whether his place will be with the loftiest companion or the lowest, then let him look where his spirit is in the life of this world. And he wears his heart in this world. As when the spirit departs from the body, it will be with the companion that it was attracted to in this world, as they are more deserving of it. A person is with the one whom he loves. And this is actually the wording of a hadith Yani various wordings in different narrations, but the same meaning, a person is with the one whom he loves, according to nature, logic, and recompense. And everyone who is fascinated by something is naturally drawn to it and its people. Everyone will be drawn to whatever suits them. And then he mentions the saying of Allah in Surah Al-Isra, 84th ayah, the meaning of which is, say, each works according to his manner. And we'll probably look at the tafsir of this just a little bit when we go to the Arabic text. The higher souls are attracted with their essence, yani the that, and their resolve and their actions to what is noble and lofty, and the lower souls towards what is lowly and ignoble. As far as the commentary, so the commentary, as it has been most of the time, the meaning is pretty much the same, but the actual commentary is a little bit different than, yani that has been translated here in English is a little bit different than what has been published in the Arabic text of the Sheikh's commentary. In any case, we'll look at both of them quickly. The commentary of the Sheikh that is translated here on page 38, point 17, to understand the influence of the two opposing forces. Yani that a person recognizes and pays attention and reflects upon and considers that there are two forces that have an influence on him, yani pulling him in different directions. The 17th way to escape sins is for the servant to know that he is influenced by two opposing forces. One force pulls him towards the loftiest companion, Ar-Rafiq al-A'la, and the other force pulls him towards the lowest of the low, and Allah's refuge is sought. Yani we seek refuge in Allah from that. These two forces compete with one another to exert their influence on him. Yani two forces pulling him in different directions, one towards that which is in his interest and that which will benefit him, and the other one pulling him to his destruction. So a person has to be aware of this and pay attention to this and resist that which would cause harm to him. The two forces compete with one another to exert their influence on him. One force pulls him towards the loftiest companion, Ar-Rafiq al-A'la, yani or the companionship on high, yani the lofty companionship, yani of the righteous, of the believers, of the people of paradise. Through, yani pulls him towards, yani Ar-Rafiq al-A'la, through obedience, yani obedience to Allah, since obedience raises the station of the servant, increases his standing and advances his rank. And here he mentions two ayat. The first one from Surah Al-Mujadila, 58th Surah, 11th ayat. يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ دَرَجَاتِ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. Yani that Allah will raise those who have believed amongst you. Yani that because of Iman, people will be raised up. Their station with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be elevated. وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ دَرَجَاتِ. And those who are given knowledge will be raised up further in degrees. And he also said in Surah Al-Fatir, 35th Surah, 10th Ayat, إِلَيْهِ يَسْعُدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ. Yani to him good words raise or are raised up. وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُهُ. And the righteous actions carry them or raise them up. Sheikh closes his commentary here in the English translation saying that the other force pulls him towards the lowest of the low. And this is the force of the soul that incites him to evil. Yani nafs al-amara bis-su. And the devil, the shaitan, and evil companions and corrupt associates. Yani three specific aspects of the force that pulls him towards the lowest of the low. Something within the self, the nafs al-amara bis-su, the shaitan outside of oneself, and evil companions. If an individual is moved by the forces of good, he will be happy, prosperous, and safe and successful. However, if an individual is moved by the forces of evil, he will be destroyed. And we seek refuge in Allah from that. This is, yani this point, the reality, the recognition, the acknowledgement, reflecting upon the fact that there are two forces operating. One of them pulling us towards that which is good, towards our success and the pleasure of Allah, and the other one pulling us towards yani our destruction. This is another perspective that if the servant was to reflect upon and consider how he is pulled by two opposing forces, then he might scrutinize, he might examine carefully the advocates of evil and remind himself that this is what draws him towards the lowest of the low and towards his destruction. And as a result, he distances himself from traversing a path that will debase him or place him in a lowly state, and Allah's refuge is sought. Yani, the point is what? That when a person knows that there's something pulling him towards that will which will help him, that will benefit him, that will please Allah, then he needs to cooperate with that. And when he knows that there's a force pulling him to that which will be, yani, the means of bringing him down to the lowest position and displeasure of Allah and the punishment of Allah, then he needs to resist that. Person needs to know that there are these two opposing forces operating, and he has to pay attention to it and act upon that knowledge. And each of these points that Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah mentioned in this book are things that we need to recognize, realize. We need to know them, we need to understand them, and then we need to try to apply them in our daily lives. We're going to read from the Arabic text, this point number 17 from page 46 and page 47. Page 46 and page 47. And as I mentioned, yani, the commentary of the Shaykh here in the Arabic text is a little bit different than what we just read from the English, but in any case, each of them have some benefits that, yani, we can benefit from. So on page 46, قال الإمام ابن القيم رحمه الله السابع عشرة, yani the 17th, yani the 17th of the البواعث, بواعث الخلاص من الذنوب, السابع عشرة, أن يعلم بأن فيه جاذبين متضادين, yani that a person must know, must recognize, must realize and reflect upon the reality that within himself, fihi jadibaini mutadadaini, that there are two opposing forces, that each of them are competing with the other to influence him, to affect his behavior. ومحنته بين الجاذبين, محنته يعني his mihna, his test or his trial that he is subjected to, is the trial of being pulled in opposite directions by these two opposing forces. محنته بين الجاذبين, yani that is the test for the human being. Allah has tested him with these two opposing forces pulling him in different directions, and the test is, yani, will he follow that which will bring him down, or will he follow that which will elevate him and earn the pleasure of Allah? Two opposing forces. جاذبٌ يجذبه إلى رفيق العالى من أهل الليين. And this expression, من أهل الليين, makes clear that what is meant by رفيق العالى is not an individual, rather it is those people who are in the highest places in the paradise. Yani, this is what is referred to here as الرفيق العالى. He says that there's one force that is pulling him towards الرفيق العالى من أهل الليين, yani the highest companionship, the companionship of the people in the high places in paradise. وَجَاذِبٌ يَجْذِبُهُ إِلَى أَسْفَلِ سَافِلِينَ, and another force that is pulling him down to the lowest of the low. فَقُلَّمَا إِنْقَادَ مَعَ الْجَاذِبِ الْأَعْلَى صَعَدَ دَرَجَةً حَتَّى يَنْتَهِيَ إِلَى حَيْثُ يَلِيقُ بِهِ مِنَ الْمَحَلِّ الْأَعْلَى. So, as much or as long as he is being, yani, inqada, he complies, he yields, he submits and surrenders, yani, to follow along with al-jadib al-a'la, the higher force, sa'ada darajatan, then he will, yani, rise up a degree every time, yani, he complies, yields and submits to the higher force, al-jadib al-a'la, then he will be raised up a degree, hatta yantahiya ila haythu yaliqu bihi min al-mahalli al-a'la, until he ends up in a place that will be befitting and suitable for him, yani, from the higher stations, yani he will be raised up higher and higher as long as he is, yani, cooperating with, going along with that force that's pulling him up, that's elevating him by pulling him to that which is pleasing to Allah and good. وَكُلَّمَا انْقَاذَ إِلَى الْجَاذِبِ الْأَسْفَلِ نَزَلَ دَرَجَةً حَتَّى يَنْتَهِيَ إِلَى مَوْضِعِهِ مِنْ سِجِّينَ. And as long as he complies with, surrenders to, submits to, yani, the lowest force, then he will descend a degree until he ends up in his place from the Sijjin. And the Sijjin, as mentioned, yani, in Surah Al-Mutaffifin, some of the scholars of Tafsir said that it is the book, the registry of the, yani, the deeds of the people of evil. And some of them said it is the place where they will be. And, yani, both of them are correct and there's no contradiction between them. It is a record of their deeds and it's also the place where they will be, where the wicked, the people, the disbelievers, the corrupt, the filthy, the evil, the oppressors, the wrongdoers, yani, will be punished. Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah, after mentioning this, that there are two forces, and the test of the human being is that he's being pulled between those two forces, and that he has to cooperate with that which is going to be in his interest and help him and be good for him, and he has to resist the evil force that is pulling him down to the lowest of the low and to the displeasure of Allah and Allah's punishment. As long as he cooperates, submits, yields, surrenders to the force, the higher force, then he will be raised up. And if he, and the opposite is also true, if he submits to the lower force, then he will be, yani, brought down. Ibn Qayyim says here, وَمَتَى أَرَادَ أَنْ يَعْلَمَ هَلْ هُوَ مَعَ الرَّفِيقَ الْعَالَى أَوَ الْأَسْفَلَى. Yani, if a person wanted to know, will he be with the, yani, رَفِيقَ الْعَالَى, yani, the lofty companionship of the people of paradise, or will he be with the lowest of the low, yani, in the hellfire? If he wants to know, now, فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَيْنَ رُوحُهُ فِي هَذَا الْعَالَمِ. Then he has to look at, where is his ruh? Yani, where is his, yani, probably in English it would be better for us to say, where is his heart? Yani, where is your heart at? Is your heart with these or with those? Yani, a person looks at what his heart is attached to, what he's inclined to, what he likes, what he desires, yani, whether it is, yani, desiring the forces of good that call him and pull him and encourage him to do good, or is his heart with the opposite of that? Yani, some people, they are inclined towards evil, towards filth, towards corruption, towards disobedience to Allah. That's what they want to do. If a person knows that's where their ruh is at, that's where their heart is at, then they know where they're going to be in the next life. Then they know where they're going to be. And if a person's heart, their soul, their spirit, their nafs, is inclined towards that which is good, that which is wholesome, that which is pure, that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they're going to follow that. And it's going to lead them, yani, it's going to elevate them and lead them to the pleasure of Allah and His reward. Whoever wants to know, yani, where he will be with Rafiq al-A'la or al-Asfal, all he has to do is look at where his heart is at in this world. Where is he at now? فَإِنَّهَا إِذَا فَارَقَتْ الْبَدَنَ تَكُونُ فِي الرَّفِيقَ الَّذِي كَانَتْ مُنْجَذِبَةً إِلَيْهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا فَهُوَ أَوْلَى بِهَا. Yani, so when the ruh, when the soul is removed from the body, yani, at the time of death, then a person will be with that companionship which he was attracted to while he was in this world, the companionship of the people, yani, of good, or the that which is the forces of evil. Whatever he was attracted to, that he was following and submitting and complying with, then it is, yani, befitting that he be with that companionship, with those people. Here he mentions, he doesn't quote it as a hadith, but it's actually the wording of a hadith narrated in many of the books of hadith, all of the sunan, and other than that, فَالْمَرْءُ مَا مَنْ حَبَّهُ. Yani, a person will be with whomever he loves. And we're going to look at this hadith a little bit, if we have some time. But in any case, Ibn Qayyim says here, فَالْمَرْءُ مَا مَنْ حَبَّهُ. This is actually, yani, a hadith, and it's a principle. Person will be with those whom he loves. He says here, though, this is not part of the hadith, he said a person will be with the one that he loves, طبعاً وعقلاً وجزاءً. Yani, he will be with those whom he loves. He will be like those whom he loves in terms of his natural inclinations. Yani, he will be inclined to that which they are inclined to. And in terms of his aql, his thinking, he will be thinking like those people, yani, the people that he loves. And his jaza, yani, as a consequence of his inclinations to that, yani, whether it is good or evil. And as a result of his thinking being like that, good or evil, then his reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his recompense from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be accordingly. Yani the people who are inclined towards that which is good, their natural inclination is to that which is good and their thinking is good, then inshallah they will act upon that and they will be rewarded with good, and the opposite is also true. He then says, وَكُلُّ مُحْتَمْ بِشَيْءٍ فَهُوَ مُنْجَذِبٌ إِلَيْهِ وَإِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ بِالطَّبْعِ. Yani, كُلُّ مُحْتَمْ, yani every person who is concerned about something, about muhtam bi shay, yani that which a person is concerned about, yani he thinks that this is muhim, it's important. Every person who finds something important to them, they think that this is important, then he will be attracted to that thing and to the people who are part of that. He will be attracted to that thing that he thinks is important, yani whether it's good or evil, he will be attracted to that because that's what's important to him. And he will be attracted to the people who are also attracted to that. Naturally, whatever you think is important, that's what you're going to be attracted to, whether good or evil. Then he says, وَكُلُّ أَمْرِئٍ يَصْبُو إِلَى مَا يُنَاسِبُهُ, yani that every person, yani يَصْبُو يَتَشَوَّق, every person will be longing for, yearning for, inclined towards, and aspiring for that which suits him. Yani the people whose hearts are good and whose yani thinking is good and who desire good, then yani they will be desiring, they will be aspiring for, they will be yearning for and longing for that which is good. And the opposite is true of the people yani who yasbu ila ash-shar, yani yatashawwaq ila ash-shar. Every person yani will be desirous of, will be yearning for and longing for that which suits him, whether good or evil. وَقَدْ قَالَ تَعَالَى, and Allah the Most High said, قُلْ كُلٌ يَعْمَلُ عَلَى شَاكِلَتِهِ, yani say that everyone will be acting yani عَلَى شَاكِلَتِهِ. And the scholars have given yani different interpretations of the meaning of this word شَاكِلَتِهِ. Al-Hafiz ibn Kathir mentions several different meanings, and he says that basically all of them are pretty much the same, yani they are not really different in meaning. And he said yani some of the meanings that Al-Hafiz ibn Kathir mentioned concerning the meaning of this ayat, he said tariqatihi, yani every person will be working according to his tariqah, yani the path that he is on, according to his yani ala deenihi, every person will be acting in accordance with his deen, ala niyatihi, according to his intention, ala tabi'i, yani tabi'atihi, according to that which is natural and he's naturally inclined towards. These are some of the meanings that Al-Hafiz ibn Kathir mentions concerning this particular word in this ayah, yani that every person will be acting in accordance with the path that he is upon, the deen that he is upon, yani the intention that he has in his heart. Every person will be acting like that, and therefore yani would be rewarded. Yani ibn Kathir says, and therefore yani everyone would be rewarded according to the deeds that he did in accordance with that. Yani those people, yani the kafirs and us the believers, every person will be acting in accordance with what he is upon, the path that he is upon, his tariqah, his minhaj, his deen, his niyyah, and so on. So here Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah mentions this ayat to make us to understand that people, their actions are going to be in accordance with what they are upon. Yani people who are upon the sunnah, then they will be acting according to the sunnah. Yani if we say that the honorary title of Ahl Sunnah applies to us, then it means that that should be reflected in our behavior, in our actions, in our worship, and everything about our lives, that we are acting in accordance with the sunnah, because people will do that which they are upon. So if we are acting upon the sunnah, that's a proof of what we are upon, and the opposite is also true. Yani if we are not acting upon the sunnah, then that's a proof against us. Ibn Qayyim, he closes by saying, فَالنُّفُوسُ الْعُلْوِيَّةُ تَنْجَذِبُ بِذَاتِهَا وَهِمَمِهَا وَعَمَالِهَا إِلَىٰ أَعْلَىٰ وَالنُّفُوسُ السَّافِلَةُ إِلَىٰ أَسْفَلَىٰ. Yani so the souls or the people of the yani higher, the people of that which is yani lofty, yani of goodness and righteousness, they will be attracted to that which is high, yani to the lofty goals and ideals, and the people of lowliness will be attracted to that which is low. He said, this attraction is bidhatiha. Bidhatiha. Yani, bidhat and nufus. Wa himamiha. Wa amaliha. Meaning that they will be attracted by their that, by their nafs, by their core essence and their being. They, that will attract them, yani, to, yani, the people of the, yani, and nufus al-ulwiyya will be attracted to that which is lofty, which is high. And also by their hamam, by their ambitions, or that which they are determined to do, will attract them to the higher realms, to the better deeds, the things that are pleasing to Allah, and they will also be attracted to it, yani, with their deeds. Their deeds will be in accordance to that. And the people who are from the lowly and the lowest of the low, also their nafs, their that, and their ambitions, and their goals and determinations, and their deeds, yani, will be attracted to that which is lowly. After this, the Shaykh has a brief commentary, a little bit different than the commentary that we read from the English translation, but in any case, the meaning is pretty much the same. He says, Al-Amra al-Sabi'a Ashra, yani the 17th matter. Min bawa'ith tark al-dhunub, yani from those ways and means that enable a person to abandon sinning, to abandon sins. He titles it At-Tayaqquz Lijadib Al-Khayr Wa-Shar. Yani that a person awaken, that they be conscious, be aware, thinking about the force of good that attracts a person and pulls a person to good, and the force of evil. Yani that a person wake up to this reality, that they be conscious of it, that they be aware of it, that they reflect upon it, think about it, so that they may act upon this reality, that there is a force pulling them to that which is khair, good, and there is a force pulling them to that which is shar, evil. Yani a person must know that within himself there are two opposing forces, one pulling to that which is good and one pulling to that which is evil, and a person has to act upon this knowledge. فَكُلُّ عَبْدٍ فِيهِ جَاذِبًا مُتَضَادًا. Yani every abd, every person, every worshipper of Allah has within himself two opposite and opposing forces. جَاذِبٌ يَجْذِبُهُ إِلَى رَفِيكَ الْعَالَى. Yani one force, yani pulling him, attracting him to the highest companionship, yani of the prophets and the messengers and the righteous and the martyrs, and yani of the people that Allah is pleased with. وَهُنَاكَ جَاذِبٌ آخَرٌ يَجْذِبُهُ إِلَى أَسْفَلَ السَّافِلِينَ. And there is another force pulling him, attracting him to the lowest of the low. And he describes this force in three aspects. كَنْ نَفْسِ الْأَمَّارَةِ بِالسُّوءِ. Yani that which is in the human being, within himself, that is calling him, commanding him to do evil. Was shaitan, and the second aspect of the forces that pull a person down is the shaitan. And the third aspect, he says, وَقُرَنَاءِ السُّوءِ, yani evil companions, evil companions. So a person has to realize that the forces that are trying to pull him down, that are trying to pull him to destruction, are from within and outside of oneself. Within oneself, there's nafs al-amara bis-su', commanding you to do evil, that a person has to resist. And we already talked about this in one of the previous points. And then there's also outside of oneself, shaitan, all the time, working overtime and double time, day and night, non-stop, trying to pull us down to our destruction. And the third of the critical aspects of the forces of evil are evil companions. And the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in several hadith, yani the danger of evil companions and the benefits of good companions. So a person should be careful who they take for a companion. فَإِذَا سَارَ الْعَبْدُ مَا جَاذِبْ الْخَيْرُ أَفْلَحَ وَنَجَى وَأَمَّا إِذَا تَبِعَ جَاذِبْ الشَّرْ حَلَكَ وَلِيَعَذُ بِاللَّهِ. Yani so, the summary of the matter is that if a person travels along with the forces of good that's pulling him to good, أَفْلَحَ وَنَجَى, then that person will succeed and will attain salvation. that person will succeed in doing good in this world. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Mu'mineen, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And he mentions from the things due to which a person will be successful, of course the first of them is iman. Yani that a person will be successful if they have iman. And if they, yani, have khushu' in their salat. And if they, yani, avoid wasteful talk and things that are of no benefit. And if a person, yani, gives the zakat. And if they guard their private parts from immorality and corruption. And if a person keeps their contracts and their agreements. And if a person, finally he mentions, if a person guards, yani, protects their prayers. And he begins with these descriptions with the prayer, and he ends with the prayer, showing the importance of prayer, the khushu' in the prayer, and then guarding the performance of the prayer with all of the aspects that are important in it, whether it is from the wajibat or the sunan or other than that, as well as the times of the prayers, and for the men performing the prayers in the place where they're supposed to be performed, and in the masjid. The Shaykh, he says, Shaykh Abdul Razak says, so if a person travels along with Jazib al-Khair, aflaha wa naja, he will be successful in this world by doing the good things that will be, that will earn his success, as Allah mentions in Surah Al-Mu'minun. And he will also be saved, yani in the next life, he will be saved from the punishment that will be due for those who were not successful in doing that which was pleasing to Allah in this world. As far as if a person follows Jazib al-Shar, yani the forces that are pulling one to do evil, then he will be destroyed. And we seek refuge in Allah from that. The Shaykh closes by saying, فَإِنْ عُلِمَ هَذَا, yani if this becomes known, yani if a person knows this reality, that there are opposing forces within him, one force trying to elevate him, pulling him to that which is good, and another one trying to bring him down to his destruction. If a person knows this, and if he knows that if he follows the good force, that he will be successful in doing good in this world, which will earn him salvation from the punishment of the next life. If he knows this, that if he follows the evil forces, it will lead to his destruction. He says, فَإِنْ عُلِمَ هَذَا, if this is known, فَالْوَاجِبْ عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلَمْ نَاصِحْ لِنَفْسِهِ أَنْ يَتَيَقَّذْ وَيَنْظُرْ فِي جَاذِبَ الْخَيْرِ فَيَلْزَمَهُ. Yani if a person knows this, then what is obligatory, mandatory, upon every Muslim who is sincere to himself, who wants good for himself, it is mandatory to wake up, to pay attention, and to look at, consider, examine the force that's pulling him to good and stick to it. And stick to it. Become inseparable from it. As Al-Imam Abdul Aziz Ibn Ibaz once was asked about a person walking with one shoe. And he said, you can't do that. And the person said, but what if the other shoe is in another place? And even if it was near, what if it's just one step away? He said, try not to even take one step in that which is displeasing to Allah. Try not to take even one step in that which is displeasing to Allah. He said that a person should wake up and look at the forces of good and stick to it. And don't take one step even in the wrong direction, as long as a person is able to avoid it. وَأَنْ يَنْأَى وَيَرْبَعَ بِنَفْسِهِ أَنْ يَسْلُكَ خَلْفَ جَاذِبَ الشَّرِّ وَالْغِوَايَ لِأَنَّ الْمَرَأَ سَيُحْشَرُ مَعَ مَنْ أَحَبَّ كَمَا صَحَى الْحَدِيثِ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. So he said that, and the person should distance themselves and feel that they are above, yani, that traveling behind the forces of evil and misguidance. Person should make themselves to be far removed and should feel that they are above following the forces of evil and misguidance. Because al-mar'u sayuhsharu, yani a person will be raised up and gathered, ma'a man ahab, along with whomever he loves. كما صح الحديث عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And I'm going to quickly mention a few of the narrations concerning this hadith, that a person will be with whom he loves. He says here, He will be raised up and gathered on Yawm al-Qiyamah with whom he loves. And this is actually the wording that came in one of the narrations in the Sunan of At-Tirmidhi. In one of the narrations, Shaykh al-Albani said that it's sahih. He said, the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-mar'u ma man ahabba yawm al-qiyamah. Yani, a person will be with whom he loves. Yawm al-qiyamah. And that's important. Because if a person is with the people of good in this world, then he's going to be with the people of good in the next life. In the next life. In the other narration, he mentions it just as Ibn al-Qayyim mentioned it in the text, Al-mar'u ma man ahab. A person will be with whomever he loves. In one of the narrations of Bukhari, this hadith came in Bukhari in several different places. In one of the narrations in Al-Bukhari, and this hadith is narrated, and all these narrations are from Anas ibn Malik. In the Kutub al-Sunan and Bukhari and Muslim, all of them are narrated from Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhum. He said that a man, and this is a narration of Bukhari, a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked him, Mata asa'a, when will be the hour of judgment, Ya Rasulullah? And the Prophet ﷺ said, مَا عَدَدْتَ لَهَا. What have you prepared for it? And the man asked him, when will be the hour? The Prophet ﷺ, no one knows when will be the hour. So he answered him by what? By a question. What's more important than knowing when will be the hour is knowing what have you prepared for it. Yani, nobody's going to know when is the hour. But what you have in your hands is to prepare for the hour, whenever it comes. What have you prepared for it? Yani, in some of the narrations of this hadith, yani it's mentioned that when the Prophet ﷺ said that to the man, and actually this is one of the narrations that's in Bukhari. He said, فَكَانَ الرَّجُلْ إِسْتَكَانَ ثُمَّ قَالَ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ مَا عَدَدْتُ لَهَا كَبِيرُ السِّيَامِ وَلَا سِيَامِ قَدِيرُ السِّيَامِ وَلَا صَلَاةِ وَلَا صَدَقَ وَلَكِنِّي أُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولُهُ قَالَ أَنْتَ مَا مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. Yani, when the Prophet ﷺ asked him, what have you prepared for? He said that the man humbled himself. Yani, maybe he thought for a moment, like every one of us should be thinking, what have I prepared? And then he said, the man said, I didn't prepare a lot of siyam and salat and sadaqah, meaning extra good deeds. Not obligatory salat and zakat and siyam, but extra good deeds. I didn't do a lot of that, but I love Allah and His Messenger. And the Prophet ﷺ said, you'll be with whomever you loved. In another narration in Bukhari, the same question was asked, and the Prophet ﷺ asked him, what did you prepare for it? And he said, I didn't prepare a lot of extra prayers and fasting, voluntary prayers and fasting and sadaqah, but I love Allah and His Messenger. And the Prophet ﷺ said, you'll be with whom you love. Another narration came for this hadith that I thought was very beautiful, even though the authenticity of it I'm not sure about, but it's mentioned in Jami' Ma'amar Ibn Rashid. He said that a man asked the Prophet ﷺ, when will be the hour? And he said, what have you prepared for it? And the man, yani a Bedouin, he said, he identified him as a Bedouin, he said, I haven't prepared مَا عَدَدْتُ لَهَا مِنْ كَبِيرٍ أَحْمَدُ عَلَيْهِ نَفْسِي. Yani, I haven't prepared a lot of deeds that I praise myself for. Yani, I didn't think that I did something that's so praiseworthy. And every one of us should imagine ourselves answering that question and saying the same thing. I haven't really done a lot of stuff that could be praised. Because if we know the reality of ourselves, we haven't done much. He said, I didn't do a lot that, yani, I could praise myself for, illa anni أُحِبُّ اللَّهُ رَسُولُهُ, except that I do love Allah and His Messenger. And the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّكَ مَا مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. You are definitely going to be with whom you have loved. In another narration of this hadith, that's also reported in the Sunan of At-Tirmidhi, and it's Hasan Sahih, he said, yani, when is the hour? The Prophet said, what have you prepared for it? He said, I didn't prepare a lot of salat and siyam. He said, except that I love Allah and His Messenger. And the Prophet ﷺ said to him, الْمَرْعُ مَا مَنْ أَحَبَّ. A person will be with whom he loves. وَأَنْتَ مَا مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. And you are going to be with whom you love. Anas ibn Malik رضي الله عنه said, فَمَا رَأَيْتُ فَرِحَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ بَعْدَ الْإِسْلَامِ فَرَحُمْ بِهَذَا. Anas ibn Malik said, I didn't see the happiness, the Muslims being happy about anything after Islam. Yani there was nothing they were more happy about, except Islam, except entering Islam, than the happiness they had for this statement from the Prophet ﷺ saying that a person will be with whom he loves. And the final narration that I want to mention is it's mentioned in the book of Iman by Ibn Munda. Munda, he says that same hadith of Anas ibn Malik, man came to the Prophet asking, when is that hour? He said, what have you prepared for it? He said, Hubbullah wa Rasulihi. Yani, I have prepared the love of Allah and His Messenger. The Prophet ﷺ said, you will be with whom you love. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu said, فَمَا فَرِحْنَا بِشَيْءٍ مَا فَرِحْنَا بِقَوْلِ رَسُولِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْمَرْءُ مَا مِنْ أَحَبَّهُ. Yani, Anas ibn Malik said, we, meaning the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, we had never been more happy with anything than the happiness that we experienced from hearing this statement from the Prophet ﷺ, that a man will be with whom he loves. Anas says, فَأَنَا أُحِبُّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَأَبَا بَكْرٍ وَعُمَرْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا وَلَا أَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِهِمْ وَأَنَا أَرْجُو أَنْ أَكُونَ مَعَهُمْ. Anas ibn Malik, after hearing that, he stated openly and declared that I love Allah, I love the Messenger of Allah, and I love Abu Bakr and Umar رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا, and I haven't done the deeds like their deeds, but I have hope, after hearing this, I have hope of being with them. So the point is that we need to have love for the people of good. And perhaps even if we didn't ourselves do the deeds like those good people, like the Prophet ﷺ and his companions and the righteous people who followed in their way, and the righteous people of today, and the Imams of the people of Sunnah, even if we didn't do deeds like those people, we have hope with Allah that we can be with those people. And the final point I want to make here is that this hadith is one of the hadith that is a crystal clear refutation of the deviation of the Shia who say they hate Abu Bakr and Umar and that they apostated after the Prophet ﷺ, and this is a proof of the station and the status of Abu Bakr and Umar. Yani Anas ibn Malik, who served the Prophet for 10 years, yani day and night, all the time, every day, he says, and if a person is going to be with who he loves, he said, I love the Messenger of Allah, and I love Abu Bakr and Umar. And I love Abu Bakr and Umar, radiallahu anhumah. And this is something for us to think about, to recognize the importance of these people, the companions of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to realize their importance and their station with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that we should make an effort to know them and to make sure that our children know them. We need to know them, we need to know about their lives, we need to read about them, so the consciousness of their lives and their example is with us all the time, so that we can have real love for them. And if they're not just names that we know are important people, but if we read about them, our heart will be attached to them, and perhaps we may be with them in that time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises them, and maybe He will raise us with them. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. If there's any questions or any corrections or any comments, inshallah, we'll take them after the prayer. There's like 9 minutes remaining before the iqama. If there's any correction from what was said, we can take it now, and we'll take questions and statements later, inshallah. Tayyib.